This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and NATO Friday roundly rejected Russian demands that the alliance not admit new members amid growing concerns that Russia may invade Ukraine, which aspires to join the alliance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told Russia it would have no say over who should be allowed to join the bloc. And the warned Russia of a forceful response to any further military intervention in Ukraine. Their comments amounted to a complete dismissal of a key part of Russian President Vladimir Putin's demand for easing tensions with Ukraine. Putin wants NATO to halt membership plans for all countries, including Ukraine. The former Soviet Republic is unlikely to join the NATO alliance in foreseeable future, but NATO nations will not rule it out. Ethiopia's government has announced an amnesty for some of the country's most high-profile political detainees, including an opposition figure, Jawar Mohammed, and senior Tigray party officials, as the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed spoke of reconciliation for Orthodox Christians. It is in the most dramatic move yet by the government. After the country's deadly Tigray War entered a new phase in late December, when Tigray forces retreated into their region around a military offensive, and Ethiopian forces said they would not advance further there. Friday's announcement came a day after the United States said its outgoing special envoy for the Horn of Africa met with Abiy to again press for a negotiated end to the war. There is more at voanews.com. Again,